Coming up, we're going to talk about how you can architect and design hybrid cloud application across public cloud, on-premises, data centers, and edge locations without losing control and visibility. I'm here with Leo Kamrad, a cloud solution architect at Microsoft and the author behind the Azure Arc Jumpstart project.
Hey, Thomas. How are you doing?
Doing great. Good to have you here. We are going to talk about hybrid cloud architecture. And obviously, as a cloud solution architect, you work with our customers and our teams to build these different architectures. Can you tell us a little bit more about how this changed in the last couple of years, where we can take advantage of public cloud and on-premises and edge locations and even multi-cloud scenarios?
If you think about what we've been through in the past years, right, and the transformation that is happening with businesses and applications and cloud, really, take it to the Azure world. Azure was built with, hybrid in mind. That was the goal from the get-go. But until today, before Azure Arc, which we're going to talk about today, we didn't have really a story around how do we stretch our own control plane, right? Or Azure Resource Manager, which is the operating system of Azure. And with Azure Arc, we are able to stretch that control plane. So we will be able to manage, govern all the resources that are actually deployed outside of Azure, which you want to project as Azure resources, right? And start managing those. That's what we're going to talk about today. The shift that we're seeing is that really hybrid applications are all over the place. If you're thinking about data sovereignty, if you're thinking about Kubernetes as an engine to run these cloud native applications, if you think about legacy or monolith applications that are still live in the data center, but are starting to take advantage of cloud services, that's really where Azure Arc is going to come into place. And again, looking forward to see what we have today with regards to different architectures, how customers and partners are using it.
We want to talk a little bit about the different personas who can leverage Azure Arc to address their challenges. And one of them is obviously the IT pro, right? Which is now in charge of basically managing applications across public cloud, on-premises, but also multi-cloud environments. So what kind of like practices can they still use, or how can they leverage Azure Arc to make sure they can actually like manage all of that?
Right. In the diagram that I'm sharing here, right, we're going to talk about how the IT pros are really managing those type of environments. We need to take a step back and think about, what IT pros and system administrators are went through in the past years, right? I mean, if you think about 10 years ago, all they had is their virtual machines, right? And even before that, bare metal servers, right? And then the evolution of cloud started and tools are started to ramp up. More tools, more practices, more processes, and everything is becoming, a mesh of a lot of things, right? And the IT pros are really in the middle of that, right? They're the ones that need to handle with all these changes. So the approach that we are taking with Azure Arc is we don't want to be disruptive, right? We don't want to get to a point that now they have new things that they need to get used to. What we want to do is we want to take the resources that they are managing with their existing tools and add the Azure flavor on top of that. The way to do so is, and again, if you see the diagram that I have here, is to use the existing tool chain, right? So the same way as they're using with Azure resources, Azure native resources, with our CLI, PowerShell, Azure Portal as the case, we want to give them the same experience with the Arc resources that they're going to project. So the IT pros are really in the middle of this. What we want to do is we want to give them the tool chain that they are used to and start using this tool chain, right, with the Azure Arc resources that they're going to project into Azure. What we're doing with Azure Arc is we are taking the resources that are outside of Azure and making sure that now these resources have the Azure umbrella. So if you look at the diagram, you can see that the IT pro is actually using the same Azure tools that he used to, right? Either the Azure Portal, SDK, CLI, PowerShell, et cetera, and continue using them. So that's how, they're managing their Azure infrastructure today. What we're doing with Azure Arc basically is taking those resources and start to apply all the practices that they are used to with Azure on top of these resources. So policy governance, security, compliance, tools around migration, how do they do monitoring, logging, right? All these things that are native to Azure resources are now also relevant for Azure Arc resources. And that's really the beauty of it. And that's where the control plane stretching come into place.
You brought up some really interesting things here. So I can take now existing Linux and Windows servers or Kubernetes clusters and actually connect them. So they basically become an Azure resource, and I can still use the same tools we have in Azure. And I think this is really helpful for many, many of the IT pros out there to take advantage. Not even creating a dependency, right, with like Azure, the Azure cloud, but just adding additional management capabilities.
Right, right. And that's really the approach, to be non-disruptive in the way that you're operating today. We don't want you to change your application. We don't want you to change your servers. We don't want you to do any of that. All we want is for you to project those resources so you can start taking advantage of the native Azure capabilities that we are offering.
You also brought up compliance and security before, and obviously how we talk about this. Now, in Azure, we obviously offer a large set of tools like Azure Policy, Azure Security Center, and many, many more to make sure that your resources are configured securely and especially are compliant. How can Azure Arc help that? Like, if I would be in charge of compliance and security, how can Azure Arc help me addressing these for my hybrid and multi-cloud environment?
If you're thinking about compliance, security, governance, all these practices, they are very hard to achieve at scale. You might have a good practice on premises, you might already have the tool chains, the automation and all that, but what happens when you're starting to expand to the cloud? So what we're trying to do with Azure Arc is by projecting the resources that we talked about, now the native resources come into place. Azure Policy, Key Vault, Defender, Sentinel, all Security Center, all the security products and features that we have are now relevant and applied against those resources that we're projecting to Azure Arc. So if you are part of an industry that requires high compliance, or for example, HIPAA or ISO, or these types of compliances, what you can do using Azure Policy is to apply those compliance practices using our features and tools, but at scale, not just on your Azure native resources, but now on your Azure Arc resources. And that's really the powerful capabilities that we are offering, because now this is opening a brand new world to these resources that before that didn't have any representation in Azure.
Great stuff here, especially when you can bring that over all your environments, right? I have seen so many customers having a tool for on-premises, one tool for Azure, one tool for another cloud provider. And now with Azure Arc, we can bring these all together. Now, we spoke about IT pros, we spoke about people who are in charge of compliance and security. Let's speak about developers, DevOps engineers, and SRE, and how they can actually leverage Azure Arc for their environment and their tasks.
Azure Arc takes a very holistic approach. It's not really just about your servers, it's also about your application practices and data practices, right, as part of it. Now, what we're trying to do with Azure Arc is to make sure that we're providing you with the right features and tool set so you can address every persona in the organization. So if we're talking about DevOps, SREs, the people that are responsible for making sure that the applications are running and performing the way that they should, right, and for the business to run as expected, with Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes, which is just another technology as part of the overarching Arc umbrella, with Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes, what we're offering is GitOps configuration. Now, GitOps configuration are very interesting, because what you can do now that you onboarded the Kubernetes clusters that, again, deployed outside of Azure, now that they are Arc resources, what you can do is you can apply GitOps configuration on top of them. What does that mean? It means that you have a single source of truth for your application, which is a GitHub repository, right? It doesn't have to be GitHub, but for the sake of this conversation. And that GitHub repository holds the Kubernetes manifests, right, that are basically part of your application. That's what's being used to deploy the application. Now, GitHub's configuration creates a situation where you are pointing to that source of truth, that repository, and every time that there is a change to that repository, the GitHub's configuration, right, the agent that is, or the Flux agent that is deployed on the Kubernetes cluster will capture that. The fact that it captured those changes means that now you have a situation where you created a flow of rolling upgrades, right? So you can take advantage of blue-green deployments, canaries, all that kind of stuff. So you can make sure that the application is always up to date, right? And it's not really just about the application. It's also about, you know, if you're doing Kubernetes and fleet management, you want to make sure that your Kubernetes clusters that are, again, projected as Arc resources are always compliant, always meeting the same standards. So what you can do with GitOps configuration is also controlling the cluster configuration, meaning namespaces, role-based access control, load balancers, service meshes, stuff like that, that are very, you know, across all your clusters.
What it actually enables us is actually to bring these cloud-native DevOps practices and taking advantage of that, like on our on-premises environment. You spoke about how we obviously can not just add servers, but also Kubernetes clusters to Azure as Azure resources using Azure Arc. Is there any limitation on what types of Kubernetes we can use or which versions we can use?
You know, we support every cloud native foundation flavor. As long as it's cloud native foundation flavor, you can onboard that cluster and we will project it as an Arc resource and you can start managing that. So that's really what we're offering. We also have a plan around how do we certify those distributions, right? We're working with all the ISVs that are responsible for these flavors to make sure that we are always compliant. We have the standards, right? We have the practices, testing methodologies around these flavors. So when you are onboarding an Azure Arc enabled Kubernetes cluster, you know it's fully supported and you will not encounter any issues with that.
Awesome. So it's not just like I can only use, for example, AKS on Azure Stack HCI. I can really use different flavors of Kubernetes whenever I have it. We spoke now about applications, and obviously applications are basically nothing if you cannot store the data. And we obviously in Azure offer a great set of data services like Azure SQL Managed Instance. And our customers telling us that this is great, but in some scenarios, they can't really use an Azure data center or Azure location to host their application or their data. So what can Azure Arc offers there? I know there's a solution for that scenario as well.
So another set of technologies that are coming as part of the Arc umbrella is Azure Arc enabled data services. Azure Arc enabled data services give you the option to deploy those data services outside of Azure, right? So today we support SQL Managed Instance and PostgreSQL Hyperscale. And what does that mean? It means that you can deploy these services on any Kubernetes cluster that is deployed outside of Azure. So if you think about it, now what we're doing is we are providing you with an end-to-end story around how do you manage your data outside of Azure using our, you know, capabilities like SQL and Postgres, but also giving you the option to manage these applications with the GitOps stuff that we talked about before. So that really completes the picture when it comes to the application. The data services are, you know, just deployed as Kubernetes pods inside the cluster, and you are getting an end-to-end support to these services. So think about the situation where your application is deployed outside of Azure, but what you want to do is you want to start using our own data services. The moment that you are onboarding those data services and you're actually deploying those outside of Azure, then you're starting to get the capabilities that are Azure, right? And this is the overarching theme when it comes to Azure Arc. It's about taking advantage of the attached services that you are getting from Azure on resources that are deployed outside of Azure. And that's really the beauty of it.
This is great and gave us a great overview on how IT pros, developers, architects, people who are in charge of security can take advantage of the Azure Arc and in that specific environment. If I'm now interested in learning more about Azure Arc and the capabilities which we have here, what resources can you recommend? Where should I go to?
So we have multiple resources and we really took the time to invest in Azure Arc. What's unique about Azure Arc is it's really about resources, again, outside of Azure. So how do you go by and document those processes? How do you train our own employees? How do we train our customers, our partners to use that when they are used to other platforms that, you know, they want to take advantage of? The first resource is the Azure Arc Jumpstart Project. The Azure Arc Jumpstart Project gives you the ability to go through off-the-shelf scenarios, really a zero-to-hero experience that you can go take a scenario around Azure Arc, no matter what is the technology that you want to touch on. Is it servers, Kubernetes, SQL, data services? and start the automated process that the Jumpstart offer you, right? At the end of each scenario, you will get to a point that you have an Arc resource and you can start using that and testing the platform and see how does that come into place in your practice, your business, and now you can take advantage with that with your applications. The second resource that we have is Microsoft Learn. We have awesome learning models in Microsoft Learn that we created for Azure Arc, really take you by the hand with all the steps that are necessary for you to get familiar with the platform and start using it. The third pillar that we have around training is the tech community. In the tech community, this is where we are announcing our new features, new capabilities, and really sharing some experience when it comes to Azure Arc with our customers and what they are doing with that. So really great three resources to check this out.
Thank you very much, Lior. This was awesome. I also recommend that you check out the Cloud Adoption Framework and the Azure Architecture Center to absolutely learn more about our hybrid and multi-cloud architectures.